Under on the line now, I have Anita McGill from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
We're going to talk about how to make a complaint about goods and services.
Yes.
Okay.
So, how to make a complaint. So, when you buy goods or services, you have rights and protections under Irish and EU consumer law. However, things can go wrong after buying something and you may want to complain to the seller. If you have a problem with the product or service, or you feel you were treated unfairly or misled, you should always go back to the seller first. Try to sort the problem with the seller as quickly as possible. A delay could impact on the outcome you get. For example, you might only be entitled to a repair instead of refund. So how to check you have a case against the seller? Before you make a complaint to the seller, you should find out about your rights. Make sure you have a valid reason to complain. Make sure you have proof of purchase and gather documentation and evidence of the problem and decide the outcome you want. So having a good understanding of your rights under consumer law before you complain will help the process go more smoothly. You might have a better chance of resolving your problem if you are able to say which of your rights the seller has breached. So Competition and Consumer Protection consumer website is a very good source to look for this information, and so is the Citizens Information website. Before you complain, you need to check whether the seller is responsible for putting the problem right. You need to check that you have a valid complaint. This means that there is a law that gives you grounds to make a complaint. It is not always straightforward to work out whether you have a valid reason to complain, and it depends on the facts of each case. But in general, you have valid reason to complain if something you have bought doesn't work, a service has not achieved the result that was agreed, something has not been delivered on time, and you have been misled by the seller or an advert. Some things may not be covered, and those, for example, are if you didn't use a product in a way it was intended, a product stopped working because of normal wear and tear, and you tried to repair it yourself. There are superficial faults that you should have spotted when you bought the product, or you were told about a defect on before you bought the item. Before you start, gather all the facts, any receipts and other documentation about your complaint. Complaint information may include proof of purchase, and it is your responsibility to prove that you bought the products or services. Proof of purchase can be a receipt, a credit card statement, or an order or booking confirmation. You could use evidence of the problem, for example, photographs or video, particularly useful when proving the date of when and how a problem occurred, and guarantee or warranty. And you will have to provide proof that your guarantee or a warranty is still in date and covers the issue. Before you approach the seller, think about what it is you want them to do to put the problem right. And this could include an apology, a replacement, a repair, a refund. So how should you complain to the trader? If you decide to make a complaint, you should always approach the seller first to give them the chance to put things right. Start with an informal approach. Talking face-to-face or over the phone can be a good first step in raising your problem with the seller. You should ask to speak to a supervisor or manager who is able to sort out the problem for you, for example, by repairing or replacing the item or refunding your money. In some cases, the seller may offer other ways of making an informal complaint, for example, through a customer care email, an online contact form, or web chat. If you use web chat, take screenshots in case the company does not keep a record of what was said. You should always keep notes of what happened, including dates and times of conversations, the name of the person you spoke to, and what was agreed. Keep previous correspondence, for example, email, web chat, or an online contact form safe, as you may need this if you want to take your complaint further. If the issue is still not resolved, you should put your complaint in writing, letter or email should suffice, stating all the facts of the case so far. So you should include any relevant documents that support your claim. Just please make sure that you send the copies only. The originals should remain with you and safe. You should include the following in your complaint: description of the product or service, order or booking number, batch code, serial number, or other features quote your reference number or account number if you have one, the date you bought the item and when the problem started, the steps taken so far, including when you first made a complaint and who you spoke to, if you can refer to the law or description of your rights, and how you want the issue to be put right, and the next steps that you may consider if you're not satisfied with the response you got from the seller. So, for example, reporting into an enforcement body or taking legal action. If you are sure of what to include or need help to write a formal complaint, you can use the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission complaint letter template that can be found on their website, which is www.ccpc.ie. There are separate templates for complaints about faulty goods and for complaints about poor service. Check you are sending the complaint to the right person or department. You should find contact details in the customer care section of the website, the company's complaints procedure, or in the contract terms and conditions. If not, phone the seller directly and ask for the name and address of a contact person. Keep a copy of the complaint letter or email, as you will need it if you decide to take your complaint further. It is a good idea to send the letter by registered post or attach a read receipt to your email. This means you have proved that you sent the complaint and it was received by the seller. If your complaint is not resolved within a reasonable period or you are not satisfied with response from the seller, you can get help and advice from independent consumer protection organization. You can contact the following consumer bodies for general consumer advice and support. In case of dispute with an Irish-based trader, contact the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission for information and advice. And their number is 01-402-5555. That's 01-402-5555. In case of dispute with a trader based in another EU country, contact the European Consumer Centre Ireland for advice about cross-border transactions. And their number is 01-634-1111. That's 01-634-1111. And if at some point you're not sure about your consumer rights, you can contact the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission or give us a call on 07-61-07-8190. Please know that Northside Citizens Information Centre is not open for the walk-in service as of yet, but we do continue to provide service via emails and phone calls. And clients still can contact us on 07-61-07-8190 with a query.
Okay, Anita, thanks very much for that. And they can ring 07-61-07-8190 to get those phone numbers again or those websites.
Absolutely.
Okay, Anita, thank you very much. We'll be talking to Citizens Information again next week. Thank you.